When we offer to walk a blind person across a busy intersection, we do not think about building a trusting relationship before we grab his or her arm and move forward. Yet even there, we sometimes find the blind person saying, "No thank you," and pushing off on his or her own, leaving us wondering whether we have offended or whether the blind person is taking unnecessary risks in rejecting our help. How would we know? A general theory of helping can only be useful if it explains the difference between effective and ineffective help in all situations, including the simplest ones, such as offering directions to someone who asks for help on the street corner. To develop elements of such a theory requires us to analyze what any relationship involves and what trust really means. We must begin with the proposition that all human relationships are about status positioning and what sociologists call situational properties. It is human to want to be granted the status and position that we feel we deserve, no matter how high or low it might be, and we want to do what is situationally appropriate. We are either trying to get ahead or stay even, and we measure all interactions by how much we have lost or gained. A successful interaction, one that leaves us with a feeling of accomplishment, results when we have acted appropriately in terms of our goals. Ideally, those goals involve some gain for